This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Even when the economy is booming, economists are looking for the dark clouds in the sky. Maybe that's why economics is called the dismal science. John Talton is economics columnist for the Seattle Times, and he blogs at Rogue Columnist, and he writes mystery novels. But today, we're focusing on the economy. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, Ross. I like to think of it more as looking around corners and being prepared for what might happen.
And your recent column looked around corners to see what could happen with the Puget Sound economy. Actually, it's good news now, right? Things are booming.
We have a boom going on that is unlike anything I've ever seen, and I've lived in big cities all over the country. It is a boom that perhaps people living now in Seattle have not seen either. It's way beyond the dot-com bubble.
And is this confined to King County, or are we also seeing this in Snohomish County and Pierce County?
It's mainly in King County. Pierce County is a little bit less. Snohomish County is doing a little bit better. But the really big boom is in King County, and especially in the city of Seattle.
Okay, let's look at what could go wrong. First, you say we're kind of overdue for a recession if you just look at the calendar.
Yeah, the funny thing is when you look at post-World War II recessions and you average it out, it comes to about every 5 years. Now, some expansions run much longer, some run much shorter. The good news is that these are usually caused by the Fed jacking up interest rates, and Janet Yellen has made it clear that the Fed is not going to do that. But this is a pretty long-in-the-tooth expansion.
And, John, when you look at what could go wrong in our economy, you say it's possible that two big local employers, Amazon and Boeing, could face some setbacks. What could go south at Amazon?
Well, Amazon is so big and so complex and into so many things. It is also a company that is operating on investor faith. It doesn't bring in a lot of profits, has huge revenues. It has its hand in everything from the CIA to selling you groceries that are delivered at home. But Amazon could have a misstep. That has a huge effect here where we are counting on Amazon for this downtown boom in a huge way. Now, with Boeing, we have 80,000 employees in Washington State, and Boeing is going to continue to throw us curveballs, as we saw with the 2,000 workers shipped out of state with the defense sector. And so both of these big employers, all of our big employers, but especially these two, if they face setbacks or stumbles or pull back employment here, then that could cause us to stumble.
Well, speaking of defense cutbacks, the defense budget is clearly in the target area of budget cuts at the federal level. How would that ripple down to us in Puget Sound?
You know, we like to think of ourselves as this hippy-dippy place, but we're actually one of the more defense-intensive sectors or segments of the entire country. We not only have Navy bases, Joint Base Lewis-McChord, we have a lot of defense contractors here. Now, whether or not defense cuts actually ever happen in the United States of America is an open question, but to the degree that the sequester, the automatic across-the-board budget cuts happen, then that could be a headwind that we face.
Now, pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong were a little bit jarring to the Chinese regime, but their economy also is slowing, and we have a lot of connections there too, don't we?
China is our number one trade partner for Washington State, and China is ever more important to Washington businesses. The other interesting thing that's happening is a lot of Chinese capital is coming over here. A lot of real estate is being bought by Chinese. But as you said, the Chinese economy is slowing. Also, they have a very rickety banking system. They have a very rickety shadow banking system. We saw what happened with ours that way. And then finally, there's a lot of debt problems, especially at the local level. So the Chinese economy is a question mark right now.
Okay, John, let's see what happens if people believe you and they get alarmed by some of this and they become pessimistic about the future. They believe one or more of these things could happen that could have an adverse effect on the economy. Is there anything an individual can do to reduce their risk if our local economy begins to go south?
Well, I'm not a certified financial planner and I don't play one on television. People, of course, should be invested appropriately, and they should know their level of risk, and they should always have emergency cash. I don't think these things will necessarily happen in the near term. I certainly don't want them to happen in the near term or the far term, But people should never assume that the boom we have right now is the way the economy is going to be 3 months from now.
What do they say in the financial statements? Past results are no guarantee of future results.
Somewhere. Exactly.
John Talton, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, Ross.
John is an economics columnist for the Seattle Times. He blogs at Rogue Columnist, and he joins us every other Monday to talk about our local economy on The Record on KUOW.